The Ugandan army said today it's hunting down rebels it accuses of violating a truce seen as a step towards ending one of Africa's longest-running conflicts. In response, LRA Deputy Leader Vincent Otto said the LRA would defend themselves against any Ugandan army attack, but remained committed to the peace talks. Talks between the Ugandan government and LRA representatives are viewed as the best chance to end the conflict that has killed tens of thousands of people. We spoke to Kamboni missionary priest Father Julio Albanese, who lived in Uganda for several years. He says it's vital a diplomatic road is followed to achieve peace for the country.
I think this is a path that must be followed. It is important, vital to find a solution, a political solution, a diplomatic solution. But you see, it's important to understand that there are different roles. The role of the army, of the soldiers, is different from the role of the politicians. Now, in the history of Uganda, very often this difference has not been so clear. It's important that the political leaders in Uganda, not only in Uganda, act as political leaders. They should negotiate in a way or in the other the agreement, and not the army. The army has got a different role to defend their people. And this is something that very often is not clear, especially in Uganda. The churches had a prophetic role in northern Uganda because they've been the first, the religious leaders, to foster a dialogue with the rebels. They are the only ones, in my opinion, that have understood that really a peace agreement is necessary for the good of their people.